Hey, everybody, back for a little more Inside Lion Athletics. It's Wednesday. We got to be talking sports. I'm Charlie Chitwood, and we welcome you to another edition. We're going to start out with women's basketball because their bus comes up first. Valerie King, it's four-game road trip, and the first two didn't quite go so well. Coach, what's up next?
Hitting the road again. Obviously the league slate just around the country, not just the Southland. It's a grind. So that's something our kids have to get used to. And we got to go on the road again. And I think our biggest thing right now is getting our mentality right and back where it needs to be, back where it was about less than 10 days ago. So trying to get us right in that aspect. Making sure we're, we're confident, we're positive, and, moving in that direction.
Your practice the last couple of days, talk about the teaching and what everybody's working on most right now.
Yeah, I think just putting a few tangible things in front of them instead of, just, going up and down and trying to follow a game plan that way is, we've been trying to instill in them of getting kills, which a kill in basketball is three stops in a row. And typically if you can get six, seven, eight kills within a game, within the four quarter stretch, you're typically going to be on that, on the winning side. So a lot of stuff we've been talking about with that, and just seeing tangible things in practice where, they're getting a win in practice, working on a lot of, end of game things where, not getting so tense and tight and uptight and just playing that 40 minutes, the last 5 minutes, like we've played the first 35. We've got to get our mentality where nothing changes. Somebody fouls out, the game plan doesn't change. We're sticking to it. Everybody knows what we're doing, and we've got to be able to plow through that.
How about, it's interesting you bring it up that way. The games against Houston Christian and UIW both, they were not runaways by any means, but they got away late.
Yeah, I think, I obviously can't pinpoint, the end of game stuff, like one thing. We have to be tighter. We have to be tighter on the offensive end, know what shot we want to get, what shot we are going to take. On the defensive end, we've got to tighten up our defense those last 3, 4, 5 minutes. We follow a game plan for 30, 35 minutes, I would say. And then, we kind of just separate from each other. And those times, those are the times that we've got to, come back together. And that's what, we've had individual meetings this week. And, when you're one of the five on the floor, you have to be able to step up, especially if we're not in a timeout situation where one of our leaders has to pull us together, settle us, and, just speak the truth. Like, okay, we got to do this. We got to do that. We need to move on from this, next play mentality a lot for us right now. But we've got to be able to follow the plan and not what mood we're in at the time.
Coach, and this has been on the men's side too, that there have been struggles with some stretches of no scoring at all. What are the ways that in game you pursue getting them out of a scoreless binge like that?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes we'll move to a set instead of just, base flow offense. That way we know who's getting the shot. We know the ball is going to be moved from side to side. That way you can manipulate it a little bit. But within practice, we've been really drilling. The way we score is how many passes we make within our 30-minute shot clock. And then if we score or not. So if we're making seven passes and we hit a three, I mean, that's 10 points. So we've been doing some different strategic things to get our kids to move the ball instead of it being stuck on one side and we take a bad shot at that point. Once we get it moved to the second side, third side, you're typically, and not just us, but just basketball in general, you're going to get a layup, a step in three, or I mean, you're going to get an open shot at that point because you've moved the defense so much.
Very good. All right, let's talk a little about what's coming up. We know for sure that you've got Lamar tomorrow evening down in Beaumont.
Yeah, I mean, we have to be ready for their aggressive defense, you know. We've talked days on end, not just about Lamar, but whoever we play of whatever they do, we can't let them take us out of what we want to do offensively and or defensively. So, you know, they're aggressive on the defensive end. We've got to be able to take care of the ball and still get the shot we want instead of pressing and trying to make plays that aren't there, just making the easy read, the easy pass, you know, and taking the open shot.
If you're 2 points behind, it's only 2 points,
That's
right?
correct. That's
You don't
correct.
have to force a 5 point shot that
That's
there
correct.
aren't any of in the game.
That is correct.
All right. So, what do you, so we've already played Lamar. How much new did you get from that last game against them to get ready for this one? Any differences that you may have expected from that first game?
I think, you know, I think they are who they are. You know, they defend, they rebound, their offense is, you know, they're good on the offensive end. They're going to run their ball screen offense. You know, they're going to try to pound it inside against us if we're small. So, you know, we've worked on a couple different things, playing big, you know, changing up just how we're guarding, you know, that post high low action with, if Cora's in that action. So, you know, we've changed up some schemes there. If we are small, you know, they'll run a diamond press. It didn't hurt us a ton the last time. You know, kind of like what we saw against Houston Christian. So, you know, we've just got to run our press break, you know, and get down there and run offense after that. They're just trying to slow it down. They're trying to control the game to their speed at that point.
Okay, good enough. Well, coach, I know you got a bus to catch and a team to coach, so I'll let you do both of those, and we'll see you down there ahead of the game tomorrow at the Montaigne Center at Lamar University.
Thanks, Charlie.
All right, let's
Yeah.
line up, everybody. We'll be back for more. We got a full round, student athletes, coaches, you name it, on Inside Lion Athletics. Hey, everybody, welcome back. More of Inside Lion Athletics. We go from the gym. We're going to head out to the track. Well, actually, we're going to head into the track because it's still indoor season. George Pincock, head coach, Lion Track and Field, just back from the Owen Hewitt Invitational at OU. It was the best of times. It was, when is that flight going to get here times?
Yeah. Some
How you doing, man?
tough items leading into travel, but you know, great weekend. Excited to get started and just kind of build. You know, that's you hear me say it all the time. We got to start somewhere and get better.
That's it. So talk a little bit about the meet. You had some first timers up there and you had some returnees.
Yeah, you know, again, I just like to put people on the track and kind of see what happens, right? I think we do a good job through fall training, preparing them, you know, from the physical standpoint. I think everyone's race ready, maybe not race sharp, and that's okay. And then we also just like to make sure that we help them understand what the environment's going to be like, the process of a college meet, maybe compared to a high school meet. And from those standpoints, I'm really happy with what the weekend was. And you know, OU at the Invitational there, a really good opener for us with a mixture of schools, but nothing that's overwhelming, right? And so just an environment for us to get in and be competitive and compete against whoever it may be.
How'd the relays go? Did they have a big selection of those for an indoor event?
You know, indoors, there's two relays. There's a distance medley relay that's run here and there, not every single weekend. And there's the traditional 4x4. We ran one, but more so from the training aspect, instead of really trying to put a relay out there in a national qualifier. So I think we'll have that opportunity later in the year. But right now it's just again getting started and finding the right pieces for that.
Coach, when you talk about a training event, That means you're going to have a lot of time to look at the style of a runner, how they're getting out of the blocks, how they're getting in the blocks. How much of that do you really get to dissect on film, close up?
Again, this may be a little more of a personal preference. I've never been a big film guy.
Okay.
I watch a lot of warm up, I watch a lot of movement, and I tend to have a pretty good photographic memory where I can kind of catalog, oh, here's athlete A, and this is generally what cat athlete A's problems or deficiencies are, and this is athlete B. And so I think each athlete I work with, and I think my staff's a lot like this, we're able to kind of coach a whole group, but still speak with that individual because of that. We're never kind of pulling ourselves out and say, hey, here's this video, just you, just you, just you. It's within the entirety of the team.
Okay, that's interesting. How the women do? Did we get
Yeah, you
it
know,
was
we had
both
a
sides at the event, right?
yeah, we have both genders. We bring back Janelle Jacoby, one of our high jumpers. I was out last year with some ankle surgery and getting back into it, and opened up her season at a great place, 180, which I believe is probably number two all time indoors. I'd have to double check, and probably a jump. Again, I have to double check that this time of year, probably top 25 with NCAA, if not a little bit better so than that. So
Very
typically
nice.
early, it could even be inside top 10. So I think if we keep building from there, she's going to have a great season. Some young freshman sprinters on the women's side that we were excited about. And we just, again, just first one is kind of get the feet wet and see what they do.
All right. So, what's the next one to get their feet a little bit wetter?
Yeah, well, a little bit bigger. We're going to head down to College Station, go compete at a big meet down there, several Big 12 teams, TCU, Baylor, some SEC teams, and a few conference teams will be there as well. So get the feet a little deeper in the deep end.
All right, good. Oh, you talked about training, coach, and it's bad weather forecast for a lot of us. What, how much can you do indoors? Obviously, you can't run quarter miles, but.
Again, this is probably going to be the little bit of the nerd in me. Like, I think when we train, when we're on the track, one, there's a technical element of what we're doing. We want things to look a certain way, but then there's also certain metabolic demands. We want it to feel a certain way. So when we have to get moved indoors, we try to make plan B look as close to plan A as possible, in terms of some of the technical side. And in terms of kind of the metabolic side, I'm fortunate I got a great mentor and my assistant Rock. We've kind of got some diabolical things that we do when we go inside that the kids just absolutely hate. Little things inside that quote unquote aren't far or aren't fast, but they feel really, really hard. Again, I'm very confident in our plans when we get stuck inside. Would love to be outside, but it's just what Mother Nature deals us, and we try to get through it.
Where do you go when you're working out inside and trying to get some kind of leg stretch in there as part of it?
We'll go in here in the field house. We'll kind of roll the bleachers in. We've got some runway we roll out, that we can get on our spikes in there, or we'll go up to Whitley Gym up on the turf above the weight room. We've used like the Airdyne bikes in there. We've even kept them at home when the weather's real bad and they can't get out. We've got some at home stuff that they can do.
The throwers are just out of luck on indoor stuff, right? Especially
No.
in the field house. You don't want a shot put going through the
Well,
floor.
we can throw. They make indoor shot puts. We have some mats we can put out. We have a ring that we can bring in. And again, we'll look at it from the technical standpoint. Like we can throw without actually throwing the implement. So just, all the way through the spin or all the way through the glide, without the implement.
Will you bring an indoor shot put with you to the next episode? I
I
got
will.
to see one of those. I would love to see. We'll have show and
I'm
tell with one of
going
those.
to let you down. It just looks exactly like the outdoor one, just not steel. Just a big, heavy round ball.
Just a big, heavy round ball. Oh,
But
that's
I'll
all right.
bring
Still bring it. If there's a
it.
ball, we want to play, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so you head down to College Station. Y'all leaving
We'll
ahead
leave
of the weather, or
Friday midday. We'll see what happens. I'm
well,
just
you'll be headed in the opposite direction of where it's coming from, so that ought to work. Coach, it's always a pleasure to visit. Thanks for joining us again.
Thanks, Charlie.
All right, man. Let's Lions up here. We'll see you next week. Good
Take
luck
care.
down there in Aggieland.
Thanks, Charlie.
Welcome back, everybody. Some more Inside Lion Athletics. We just got done with track coach George Pincock. Now we're going to get one of his athletes joining us now, Enoch Fiosuhene. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank
And
you.
it's you're one of the teammates of my favorite runner, Fuse,
Oh,
because
yeah.
who that's who's got a cooler nickname than him. But tell us a little bit about how the start of the season's going. We flipped the calendar into 2026, and just like the basketball team, y'all are off running somewhere to run.
The season is going pretty well, honestly. We going about it in the right direction, and I trust that the more fireworks come in, I trust, because we've put in the work, and I know we're definitely going to do exploit. So, yeah,
It's
that's
always kind of good when you've worked and worked and worked at home and really not run against anybody but your teammates. It's always good to get somebody that you want to beat all the time.
Someone I would want to beat isn't anybody in particular, just to actually work on my times. So because over the years it's always been trying to beat someone, competing, and just being in a rush to feel on top. But the whole thing is how fast you can run and how good you can improve on whatever thing you've worked on. So truth be told, I'm actually competing against myself, basically my times and how to get new PRs, set new school records, national records. So that's the main point. So with me, running with my teammates is all fun, and I'll give a big shout out to all of them because they all come together to make us who we are, and it's actually a great thing to be part of the Lion team, the Lion Sprint team. So yeah, with me out there, yes, when we go out there, I want to compete and just prove myself, but truth be told, it's not competing against anybody necessarily.
So this is your third year in commerce, right?
Yes, sir.
How's that gives you time to have seen things develop over with the track, with the program, with how you've developed as a student athlete too. Commerce was a good pick, huh?
It was a great pick, actually, because today I keep telling my other teammates that being here is actually one thing that if I did not choose to be here, it would have been like a great loss. Because one, it feels like home here, and Judge Pincock treats us as his own. He makes us feel like, yeah, we actually belong here, even though we're from, other countries. And he's really, I would say over the years, with me in particular, he's actually helped me improve a lot, especially with my mental state and how I actually think about the sports in general. So I would say, yeah. And that is actually leading to me performing the way I'm performing, because I've been very consistent with my times. And yeah, I know there's been injuries, ups and downs and all, but true with all, I feel like I've been very consistent compared to what or who I was or how I was performing back then in my country. So yeah, the program is actually one that people should look out for, because it's really transforming athletes, and I'm a true example of that.
That is great. Now, you and Fuse were from the same town in Ghana, right?
Yes, sir.
How often do you run into other athletes that you've run against growing up?
I said Fuse was already in the front line before, I joined the club and then made it to the university. So, the whole thing happened when we had a national competition, I think a championship with the military folks. And I went there and I met his coach, who was actually helping him right from high school. So He already knew about me, but had never met me because one of our teammates, Solomon, who is in Angelo State University now,
Okay.
introduced me, like had mentioned my name to him. And then he was like, "Yeah, I think I've heard of your name." So they had this nickname for me back in Ghana. In high school, they called me Boat because of my height and stuff. So he was like, "Yeah, I've heard of you. I know you ran. Would you mind joining my team, training with us?" And then that's when everything began. So from that time, he really, helped us improve on certain, our techniques and stuff. And then we started competing with other schools till I got to school. And then, yeah, so I would say with me and Fuse, it's always been like a brother trying to help a brother grow and also move faster. So I help him, I push him, and he push me that in that respect. Yeah. So,
Great stuff.
yeah.
All right, so what meets coming up are you looking forward to the most?
I'll
The one
say,
against college or the one down at Aggielands first up, that'll be a big one.
so I didn't get a chance to compete in Arkansas in my freshman year because I wasn't cleared yet. But now that we have Arkansas on our list, yeah, that's one meet I'm looking out for. Because I've raced in A&M, set a school record in a 300 in A&M before, which I still would want to, break my own record in a 300 and also set some great time, run some great time. So I look forward for Arkansas meet, the Arkansas meet, yeah.
All right, that'll be a good one. Brag on some of your teammates.
I would say all of them, because I would say let me give a big shout out to the freshmen, the new ones, the newbies that are in, did actually wow with me because at Oklahoma the 4x4 was spectacular. I wasn't expecting with the guys, I wasn't expecting that. And then the freshman girl, the lady that began the 4x4, I think she's from the UK. Yeah, she's called Neve or so. Yeah, she did great. She ran a very good leg. And pretty much, I would say I'm just proud of everybody trying to meeting, having Kingsley running a good time this season, having Uguz from Turkey run a good time. Kingsley's from Nigeria. He's my brother. Uguz, a brother who's running pretty fast. Tyke also. Who he ran with us unattached, but he's on the right direction. I know he's been battling with a lot of things, but I feel like, yeah, with the new PRs and seeing the freshmen improve and just improve on their times and set new PRs, season best times for themselves, is actually a great thing to actually witness. So, yeah, I'll say pretty much shout out to everybody and just, yeah,
All right.
and brag
Hey,
about
great stuff.
everybody, yeah.
Enoch, it's been a real pleasure to have you on here. And hopefully we'll get to see you running in top form
Sir.
once we got to get a little basketball behind us. But
Right,
track is just so much fun.
Yeah, I
And
know.
great to know you're doing good at it with your teammates. All right. So that's how we get out of these things. We line up like that and tell
Because,
everybody to stick around for a little bit more of Inside Lion Athletics. There's plenty coming. Thanks, Enoch.
you so much, Mr. Charles.
Welcome back, everybody. Some more of Inside Lion Athletics. Hey, we've talked track, we've talked women's basketball. Now let's talk men's basketball action. We've got Jarrett Von Rosenberg with us, coach. Wheels didn't touch the ground much on the way home from San Antonio the other night, did they?
Yeah, no, we played well. Obviously makes traveling back on the back end of a road swing a lot easier to get home at, 2 a.m. It's a lot better to do that with the wind, and credit our guys. They did a great job from really, not competing at the rim, not competing in closeouts at Houston Christian, and just doing a much better job of defending, which led to really good offense for us.
Coach, they got into the gym where UIW this season was 8-0. Three of those wins were not against Division I competition, but they were undefeated at home. Their first conference win was against McNeese. That was to win in San Antonio is not an easy thing.
Yeah, no, it was great. Obviously, it's one of the most complete basketball games we played this year. And they helped us. They missed some shots that they usually make, but we really did a good job of taking advantage of it. And early in the game, it was, we started well. They hit some jump shots, which was good. We wanted to make them a jump shooting team and not let them get to the foul line and get points in the paint. And so from an approach standpoint, even when they were having a little bit of success, it's the type of success we wanted them to have. And obviously, when they continued to shoot jump shots and we took care of the basketball, the scoreboard quickly went in our favor.
Now you talk about the turnovers in that game. There just weren't many for either team.
Yeah, good clean play, getting shots every possession, both teams. Something that we've struggled with is pressure this year. And that's when we actually expanded our lead when they tried to jump out and do the full court press. And we were able to complete it on the back end with dunks and free throw attempts. And when teams press us, that's what it needs to look like. Hopefully we kind of changed some stuff up in press break to give our guards some more space. So hopefully we found an answer there. And that'll continue because, teams are still looking at what we've done historically over the first half of the season, first half of the conference season. And I expect to get pressure from, all the upcoming opponents. So we've got to handle that and not only handle it, not just get across half court, but if teams are going to put that many defenders in the back court, we got to go take those advantages and go turn them into points.
Coach, the defense that your guys played, they had a lot to do with how they got all those good offensive looks.
Yeah, I thought we did a really good job. We guarded the basketball. Like I said, we had our closeouts were non-existent in the Houston Christian game. And we did a really nice job getting our feet in the ground and competing on drives. So even when they shot the ball around the rim, it was heavily contested twos, is which our whole plan defensively. We don't want to give up threes, and we want to make teams shoot contested twos. And when you do that consistently, it just makes it really hard for a team to be effective and efficient offensively.
Davion Bailey for UIW, leading scorer in the conference, nearly 19 a game. He scored 30 against us the last time that we played UIW. Coach, he was almost a non-factor in this game. Talk about the way you defended him and kept him from being a runaway.
Yeah, we competed on all of his catches. We didn't want him to be able to flow in offense and be comfortable. And our guys did a really nice job of, limiting his touches, first of all, and then really, really making him put the ball on the floor and drive it. He made a really tough jump shot right in front of our bench on the baseline, about 16 foot, but heavily contested. If you just continue to make good players shoot those type of shots, they're just not going to have the night. Where they can have clean offense and get good looks and multiple looks. And when he finally got some three attempts, I just think he had worked so hard to get touches and score that those didn't fall for him.
Oh, how about the work of Damian Garcia for you? He's lifted up a little bit of the 3-point offense. You don't have Vinny right now, who usually contributes. He and Damian, they're almost like they're playing alone out there right now. Damian is without Vinny.
Yeah, he's really scoring at all three levels now, which makes him a much better offensive player. He's getting to the rim. He's shooting threes when they're there. He's putting the ball on the deck into the free throw line. So we need him to be a consistent offensive contributor. It doesn't mean he needs to make all of his shots, but he needs to take the shots and out of flow of offense. And, I think even over the last four, five, six games, he's. The Corpus Christi game, he got the ball to the rim multiple times. Didn't convert them at the rate that he needs to, but just the shots that he's getting more consistently in offense is a huge plus for us because, we've gotten really good consistency out of Noah and Ronnie when it comes to point production. And if Dame can continue that trend, that really gives us a lot of options offensively. Which makes it hard for a team to scout against. You can't just take one guy away. You got to play more honest, or we have multiple guys that can hurt you.
All right, good enough. All right, well, it will be, doesn't look like, well, we don't know about Saturday yet. Northwestern State is still the plan, but on Monday you get to go down to Beaumont and see Lamar's Cardinals again.
Yeah, finally getting to the end of the first half with Northwestern. Really competitive team. They've literally been win or lose. They've been in tight basketball games, it seems like, for the last month. I mean, every game that you watch them comes down to the last minute. We've talked about a lot in my career here, give yourself an opportunity that last 4 minutes and try to make more plays than your opponent. They really personify that, whether they're up or down. Every game seems to come down to two or three possessions. So they're really competitive. We got to be ready to go if the weather permits Saturday, and you got to find a way there. They've become almost a little bit of a rival, being our travel partners, but we've played so many close games against them over this short Division One stint, and I imagine this game's going to be no different. We got to be ready to defend, and they're led by a lead guard that's really good. They can really, put the team on his back. So, similar to Bailey, as far as just how much they rely on him offensively, we got to do a great job with him. And hopefully our offense has found something over the last couple games. We've had some really good spurts of offensive production and shot creation, and we need that to continue.
All right. How's it going to work out? I'm hearing that we may know tomorrow, Thursday, about what Saturday's going to be like. Do y'all just drop the scouting report on that you're building for that game like a hot rock and move on to Lamar?
No, I mean, yeah, we'll prepare normal until something changes. We want to be prepared for both opponents. And when you talk about going to Lamar, it's obviously the second time we've played them. So, this will be time where both teams make some adjustments of and have a lot of familiarity with the group, and the players know each other. So, we got to be clean and clean up some stuff. Obviously, both of us had a lot of success in different spurts of that game. Ultimately, they ended out up top. So, got to clean up that. Pressure, again, was something that hurt us in that game. So, got to be clean there. And when you go on the road, obviously, we did a great job this past Monday, but it's always tough to win on the road. So, we got to be ready to go.
All right. Well, Coach, appreciate your time after this one. It seems like we just were in San Antonio, but hey, it was a good place to get in and out of with the win.
You got
Let's
it,
line
Carolina.
up here. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Coach. And stick around. We've got one more little stanza of this book back after this with more Inside Lion Athletics. Hey, everybody, welcome back. One final segment of this week's edition of Inside Lion Athletics. We have joining us now from track and field. We've had two athletes from the team. Now we get Janelle Jacoby, who's a senior jumper, and would introduce her as she's from St. Lucia. She's been jumping for 3 years, but I can tell you what she is now is the Southland Conference Female Field Athlete of the Week. First time in her career, and she just found out like 5 minutes ago. How cool is that? Congratulations, Janelle.
Thank you so much.
So it was, well, tell us why you think you won the award. Had a pretty good jump up in Oklahoma.
I did have a good jump. I mean, I don't know. I went out and I told myself that I'm just gonna go out there and I'm just gonna play ball, see how it goes. I was very nervous. I barely slept because I was excited. It's my first meet back from injury, and I enjoyed every last second of it because I know that, this is probably going to be one of my last years competing. And man, feels good. Feels good to be acknowledged for your work sometimes. And, I'm just thankful for the opportunity to even be named Southland Conference Field Athlete of the Week. I really do appreciate it.
Who's going to be the first phone call when we get done?
I'm gonna go call my grandmother. She is my favorite person. I feel like she has been a cornerstone to who I am. If anybody asks you who Janelle is, it wouldn't be anything without Lucy. Miss Lucy, she's my favorite person. She's always been like my guiding light, even when I felt like, I wasn't able to like push myself and I wasn't able to give it everything. She still like kept on pushing and she kept on telling me, you know what, anything you like want to do, like you can just put your mind to it and you can do it. And that kept me going for a very long time. And my uncle as well, I call him my uncle, but he's my grandfather. He's been there with me, also with my grandmother. They have been, honestly, like I don't even know how to explain the kind of love that they give me. It's very overwhelming. And I know that like when I call them, they're gonna be very excited, very happy, and very proud. And days like this, I always want to send the love to them first because I knew that if they weren't around, I wouldn't be where I am today.
Awesome stuff. Well, can't be happier for you. And what to be a part of when you're just learning about it. That's going to be something that you're going to have fun sharing with your teammates too when you get out to training again, right? Tell me a little bit about the difference to you between the indoor and the outdoor season. Obviously, weather becomes part of outdoor track and field, but indoors different from the atmosphere to the feel of the surface.
I prefer indoor. It's really because like I don't have to deal with nature inside, and it kind of helps me to just focus on, okay, I could give this same run and it will be just as fine. Like I don't have to worry about the wind in my back or if it's super cold or anything, probably grabbing a blanket because it's freezing outside. Sometimes the weather could be unpredictable. So, that's one of the reasons why I like indoor, but then I prefer outdoor because it's fresh air and I don't get sick. So, yeah, I prefer indoor, but outdoor is more hygienic, I guess.
Well, the nice thing about outdoor is when it warms up is typically when you're at your best. So,
Yes,
come along
100%.
May and hoping to jump further. Who taught you to jump in the first place? It's not natural to want to run at something, turn around and try and back over it, but that's the Fosbury flop. Who taught it to you?
So I got coached by Terry Finister. He is one of the first coaches that I've had. He taught me how to scissors first. I did scissors for like 3 years straight until I started working with Andy Bale, who he works like with pole vaulters, but he also knows how to high jump. So he helped me to learn how to flop and to kind of like refine my technique, even if it wasn't the best at the time. And I feel like putting those two people together, they helped me to become the athlete I am today.
This is a silly question, but it tells you that I was no kind of jumper. So when you're on the road and you got a rain out and y'all are just, hanging out at the hotel, do you ever just do a standing flop onto your bed? Does that allow you to work on any form at all?
Yes, it does actually. I didn't have a mat when I was back home, so I used to do that a lot because I never really had the opportunity to I guess practice my form and my technique without like having to drive almost an hour away to just get to the mat. So I decided to just start staying there and doing it to kind of help me develop that form. So yeah, I feel like it works.
Hey, however you get it in. Well, listen, it's been so great to visit with you, and we're so excited for the award. Oh, what's up next? You're going down to College Station, right?
Yes, we're going to College Station this week, on Friday, I believe.
Now, this is a place you've jumped in before, right?
No, I've never jumped there before.
Wow. How long does it take? How many practice runs does it take to get a feel for a surface?
It doesn't necessarily take that long. I feel like they tend to either feel very springy or not very springy. Like there's no like big difference to me per se. Some people enjoy different tracks, but I feel like the track team, the track athletes on the team, like they have their own preference of what they enjoy, like when it comes to indoor facilities. But I don't have a preference. It feels good. I don't know. It
Oh,
feels
well,
all
just
the same to me.
long as you don't have to jump into a headwind, right?
Yeah.
Excellent stuff. Janelle, thank you so much for joining us. Let's Lions up right here. Wish you the best of luck down in College Station and the rest of the season.
Thank you so much.
All right, see you again.
All
Folks,
right.
that's
See
going to
you.
do it for this week's edition of Inside Lion Athletics. Time to go down to Beaumont. We've got the Lamar Cardinals in women's basketball action tomorrow. See you on the radio then.